All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We've been talking about this morning, and I'm really happy to be joined by a local self-published author. You know him as Dusty, perhaps. David Dusty Couples. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, cool. So this is a neat story. You wrote a book about a certain person that is certainly near and dear to Lagunans' hearts, and you did it all yourself. You wrote this book called Stir It Up, The CIA Targets Jamaica, Bob Marley, and the Progressive Manly Government, kind of revealing a whole other side of Bob Marley. Is that a good way of putting it?
Well, I would agree with that, because I think a lot of times Bob Marley is dismissed as kind of like a freaky dread who had some cool songs, and that's about it. And he was really much, much more than that. I would consider him a world hero.
Yeah, and you describe him as a hero in the traditional sense of the word, by definition, from humble beginnings to kind of taking on the man and speaking for the people. Do you want to give us a synopsis of why, indeed, Bob Marley is a hero in Jamaica?
Well, not just Jamaica, but the whole world. In fact, the head of Amnesty International, I think his name is Jack Healy, said a few years ago that everywhere he goes in the world today, Bob Marley is the symbol of freedom. And that's what he was. He was the symbol of, you know, when we were young, they said, don't trust anyone over 30. Well, it's kind of the same deal. You question authority. And he stood up against authority and power and restrictions against people's freedom. So, like Peter Tosh, he was a great champion of equal rights, justice, freedom. I put him up there with the other great heroes of the 20th century.
For people who don't know, what was going on in the 70s in Jamaica that led him to write such politically inspiring songs?
Usually, you know, pop music and rock music has always, especially in those days, you know, it's about who's kissing who and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And Bob, and not just Bob, but many of the musicians in Jamaica from the yard, from the tenement, who were mostly Rastafarian, they were writing about important things, things that mattered in people's lives. And there was tremendous upheaval going on in Jamaica at the time. There still is. Basically, there was what was called a tribal war going on between the two political parties. They both had their own gangs that were associated with them, and they were shooting it out. And in fact, Bob got in the middle of that, very much so.
Mm-hmm. Now, you actually went to Jamaica to conduct research and all of this stuff, right?
Yes, I'd been there a few times, and then I made another special trip to Kingston. I'd never gone to Kingston. Usually I go, you know, for a hanging out and a holiday. I go to the North Shore and all across the North Shore, you know, and somewhere down into the southern part, too, but I'd never been to Kingston. So I went to Kingston, researched the yards and the places where Bob lived, and I also interviewed the former First Lady, Beverly Manley, in her home. She was very gracious to allow me to interview her and kind of give me an inside look from her perspective. She was active in the government. She was the head of the People's National Party Women's Movement, and quite a very interesting, because she was much more to the left of her husband, of the prime minister.
Yeah.
So you can kind of imagine, you know, what the bedroom conversations were about.
Well, yeah, we're again, just to remind everybody, we're on the phone with David Dusty Couples, author of the book Stir It Up, which is about Bob Marley as praised as a hero through his music and his actions. I was looking at the reviews on Amazon, since you published it there yourself on Amazon, which we'll talk about in a second. But, you know, people were saying that if you're a Bob Marley historian or a historian of any kind, just about people's uprising, that you shed a lot of light on facts that had never before been known. That indeed your research, your 5 years of going into this book, you might be the forerunner on Bob Marley education at this point, maybe.
Bob is such a big subject. And, you know, there's people that know a lot more about it than me. Roger Steffens, who owns the Reggae Archive up in Los Angeles and was voted the world's most popular reggae DJ, he was kind of my resource. I would go to him and say, well, you know, the main experts on Bob were his mother and his family. I'm not an expert. I would never claim that.
Well, you do have a really great book that we want to draw attention to. You can indeed get it on Amazon. There's a few stores that are sort of local that sell it. The One Love Shop in Dana Point has it, right?
That's right. We just got it in there the last week or so. And it's a nice shop, you know, a lot of cool stuff to look around in and shop with, so I'm glad to get it in there. It's in a couple of bookstores in Santa Barbara, another bookstore in Chicago, and I'm working on the rest of the galaxy.
And the rest of the galaxy, indeed. What is the difficulty in publishing your own book? Because you did this all yourself through Amazon.
Yeah, the distribution is very difficult because the system is, you know, it's pretty much, you know, aligned for the mainstream, which is your publishing house publishes the book and they distribute it to the bookstores and they get the reviews. And if you're an indie, you know, a lot of times you don't have access to that. And I'm finding that out very clearly.
Right.
So, you know, it is tough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're happy to help in any way we can. We're a community radio station. We talk about a lot of local bands and local artists that roll through here, but we don't talk about local authors very often. So it's neat that you're a Lagoonan. You know, you just came down from Top of the World this morning to grab a phone to do this interview, which is so local and great. So we're happy to support you in whatever way we can with this.
Cool.
Yeah. Before we go, our intern Leo, who's really into fashion, has a question for you. Leo, go ahead.
Okay, I've been meaning to ask you this. What do you know about Bob Marley and editor Vogue Anna Wintour having a brief sexual encounter in the 80s? Because it's been kind of a hidden fact. Anna has never revealed anything. She's always denied it. But there's been rumors that in the 80s, they snuck around New York City and hooked up a few times.
Well, it couldn't have been the 80s because Bob died in 1981. So.
Oh, well, I guess early 80s, I guess.
Good question, yeah. Leo.
Well, I guess that's what I've heard. I honestly, but
you know, the last 6 months of his life, he was at I don't know if it was quite 6 months, but pushing on to that much. He was at an alternative health clinic in Germany.
Oh, well, then, I guess it must have been the late 70s then, or something.
You know, let's face it, Bob. Bob had lots of women. You know? He has a lot of kids, you know. There's Damien and Ziggy and Steven and Rohan and whoever, you know.
Sure that.
So indeed, Leo, your rumor is not confirmed but entirely plausible, according to our Bob Marley expert. Okay.
There was a woman within reach. You know, Bob had his eyes going.
Right. Okay.
He was definitely a free spirit. But, you know, he took care of all of his kids. He was... always respectful. Generally, as a rule, he was respectful to all his women.
Well, if you want to find out all of these interesting sort of unheard facts and also just a new light of Bob Marley, of somebody you love and respect as a musician, also respect him as a political figure in this book, Stirred Up, The CIA Targets Jamaica, Bob Marley, and the Progressive Manly Government. It's by David Dusty Couples. He's a local author. He worked hard to get this thing out, so show him a little support. You can just search for Stirred Up, I think. Maybe just search Bob Marley on Amazon, and you should be able to find it. David, anything you want to add before we go?
Yeah, the best way to find it is type in Stirred Up CIA, and you can find me on Facebook that way, or you can find the book on Amazon that way.
Okay, great.
And it's out in print and ebook.
Right, yeah. The One Love Shop, of course, is the closest one that you could also get it in a brick and mortar store over in Dana Point. David, thank you so much. We appreciate this. We will find your Facebook and tag you on ours and do our best to help you get this thing out there.
Absolutely. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks.
All right, David. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks.